what are some of the mental health issues that isolation can lead to?
We're talking about individuals who were independent at one point. They find themselves in a situation where they can no longer do that. And no one knows about it. It's not like they're standing on their balcony yelling out in the street saying, hey, I'm here, I'm by myself, come help me. We really have to make a concerted effort as a community to find these isolated seniors. I think a lot of people are experiencing it personally. I've experienced observing my aunt be the caretaker or caregiver of several people in my own family. I've seen both sides where she's experienced basically giving up her life in order to care for my grandparents, my uncles. And it's very isolating, not just for the individual, but the caregiver is also experiencing isolation. One of the projects that we are supporting, it does look at caregiver support, because we can't forget about those who are caught in the middle. So having seen that play out, I totally understand from firsthand experience how it could be detrimental to a person's livelihood when they're isolated as a caregiver, and then watching the person they're caring for experience isolation in ways where, because of physical disabilities, they just can't get out.
Transportation's an issue too, right?
Transportation is a huge issue in Broward County when it comes to elders being isolated. There's not efficient and sufficient transportation to get elders out of their homes, out into the community. So we have to come up with solutions that involve not just connecting them to the service, but ensuring the service is provided. That is what is missing. You can't just refer 80-year-olds to a hotline and put them on a waiting list and forget about them. You know, we have to have people who are checking in on the elders and making sure they're getting the services they need.
When you're looking at projects to fund, what's the feedback you're hearing from actual seniors?
From the social service providers, we are hearing that there's definitely more demand than they could provide service for. So they are echoing the need for additional dollars to provide additional caseworkers to manage more seniors. And I think that rings true, because the senior isolation piece is real when you talk to a senior. You know, who cares about me? Who knows I'm here? And when you go into those homes and you assess and see that they really are choosing between feeding the pet and you look in their refrigerator and it's empty, it's very heartbreaking.
One potential solution that is one of 10 projects that the foundation has recently announced it's going to start funding is the Slow Burn Theater. What's happening there?
Basically, what they will do is go into the community and recruit seniors 80 and over to attend their performances at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. So we're anticipating over 200 seniors to be engaged in the performing arts. This definitely addresses isolation, and it's gonna take our seniors out of their normal environment and get them into a space where they feel like, you know, they've come alive, they've been reinvigorated.
Once it became clear that Broward is looking at such a population boom of older people, how did that change your perspective on aging?
Aging is happening every single day to each and every one of us. Having grown up here, what motivates me and drives me is the fact that we have many people who are experiencing more negative aspects of aging in terms of isolation, medical issues, immobility, and people basically not experiencing dignity as they age. And it should not be that way.